Father, can you hear me? How have I let you down? I'll curse the day when I was born and all the sorrow in this world.
All right, to be fair, like I haven't like listened to that song or even heard it today. I just made a noise earlier and I was like, ooh.
Father, can you hear me? How have I let you down?
All right, now we got to go compare side by side and see how close it is. Is he perfect pitch? Is he not perfect pitch? He's probably not perfect pitch, but it sounded okay. I'm okay with it. I'm not okay with it.
Are we still talking about what South Park said?
All right, so much has happened that I just had to Google Bad Religion Sorrow. So much has happened. I mean, just from memory, you know, you wake up one day late and I mean, I took one day off and they just did everything. They did everything possible to make my life as easy as possible. And I really appreciate them for it. First of all, I just want to start up top and say, let's go. All right. Oh yeah. The intro. Shit. Ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you to a game of one-on-one shirts and skins. Adjust your shorts and prepare yourselves to get kicked in the dick by the news. I'm Ray Stone. Today is July 25th. We've got the cans on, baby. I never hear myself, so I just post it, and then I'm always like, ugh. So I got to hear it this time. As I said, holy cow, the world is crazy. So today we're going to start with the good news because I'm allowed, all right? First up, Guinness record holder for most premature baby is now thriving at 1 year old and giggles after zero odds to live. Now, before I read this, I just zoomed in and I couldn't figure out what it was. I thought they had a little baboon. This thing is tiny. But congratulations, Guinness record holder for the most premature baby. You made it. Good job. Number two, man racks up 250,000 EV miles driving neighbors in need, and the battery still has a capacity of 92%. This is exactly right. It looks like he's got the Mustang one. Is that it? Yeah. No. Which one has he got? Mustang Mach-E. 250,000 miles, and this was their first crack at a battery car. Really, their first crack at one. So the battery, as long as you charge it slowly and you just don't let it heat up, the problem is using these superchargers. Charge from home when the power is cheap. It'll cost you very low dollars, way less than petrol. And that's amazing. 250,000, it's a 250,000 miles. These things are in great shape. It's not flailing and smashing parts and exploding inside of there. All right, two-legged chihuahua saves owner's life by detecting heart attack. Turns out he just was resting. Now, dogs are amazing. I didn't know this. I found out recently from a friend of mine who has MS, and she's prone to potential, like, fainting, I guess. And she also will, her blood pressure will drop. So your blood pressure, I guess, drops, like, before an event, and the dog senses it, can smell it or feel it or hear it. And they tell you to get down, and then they lay on your chest to increase the pressure. Actual service dogs. So, you know, I guess I feel guilty when I take my little tiny dog. I don't have one. I'm just kidding. Don't hate me. New Triassic reptile has enormous crest, unknown to science, that upends further evolution theories. I didn't even look at that. I'm not going to jump into that yet because I saw something cooler. Wastewater from a copper plant is heating a German waterfront without emitting CO2. This is something that just drives me nuts. In everything we do, we generate heat. There should never be we should use that heat. Any heat lost is a lost opportunity to generate electricity. And that's all I'm going to say about that. If you don't know how it works, Google it. Psychedelic mushrooms reduced human cellular aging by 57% and increased the lifespan of mice 30%. I didn't see this. Researchers have discovered that the active compound in psychedelic mushrooms can extend lifespan and reduce cellular aging by 50% in human cells. Now, I'm guessing that's not when you take the type of dosage that my buddy Scotty likes to take, because it's not working on him. Scotty, I love you. Just kidding. But seriously. All right. Well, so some level of the... is it the psilocybin? What does it say here? The active compound in psychedelic mushrooms, the psilocybin. Wow. So it turns out microdosing is good for your skin. I mean, I've eaten mushrooms and I can like feel stuff happening like in my teeth, but I thought it was just I was salivating a bunch. No, I'm kidding. We don't know what's happening. Okay. NASA's Webb telescope scratches beyond surface of Cat's Paw Nebula for third anniversary. Okay, okay. These images, we don't even know what we're looking at. Arizona governor empowers charity to totally cancel $429 million in private... Oh, what? Medical debt for $10 million? Huh? Oh, the charity gets to cancel $429 million. They're settling a debt for $10 million? Okay, so that what's that tell you? All right. Let's get into some of the things that I, first of all, I looked up because of the car thing, diesel electric trains. Like we've been, my main argument for electric power cars is that's what all the trains always have run on ever in your town. If you ever, there was a train system, if there is currently a train system, they're all electric. The ones that go across the country that are called diesel are also actually diesel electric. Because you make a generator that generates the electricity, and that's the most efficient way. And I guarantee the transport boys are using the most efficient way. RIP Ozzy. We lost a great one, Ozzy Osbourne. He was one of my favorites for sure. Also RIP Hulk Hogan, which made me Google who got top billing. And it says Ozzy. Ozzy, you're the winner. I can't believe there's an answer that Ozzy holds a stronger claim. I mean, I just can't believe there's an answer. I absolutely can believe that Ozzy was a bigger star than Hulk Hogan. But it actually says, claim to a global top billing. Compared the two. Good job, Google. It's not every day that you actually eke one out. What else? South Park. I watched this last night. South Park mocks Paramount settlement with Trump after creators sign a $1.5 billion deal. Now, I didn't know that they had signed such a big deal on the eve of this settlement, or in tandem, I guess, with this settlement deal with Trump. But man, did those boys go after Trump hard. I love it. I absolutely love it. These guys are the best at what they do. They just always have been. And always will be. Hats off. And when they were asked, there was a question they on a talk show, the clip, I'm sure you've seen it at this point. You know what? I'm going to find it and I'll clip this in. But they just go, what do you have to say? And they go, sorry.
Today, have you been following it? What do you make of it?
We're terribly sorry.
Fair enough.
That was funny. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. They absolutely trounce the man. One thing I was thinking of today, because I invented a new... Well, I think I came up with a new joke. I invented a new joke. Shut the fuck up. A new vocab joke. Skirt is my new vocab word, and it can mean either lady, race car driver, something a race car driver does, or it's something a gangster says. So then I was like, oh yeah, what's the new... What is this new teen slang? Because I hear some stuff and I'm like, I don't know what that means, actually. So the top ones are cap, bussin', bet, sus, riz, fire, chuggy, snatched, get, and slaps. Now, cap, I knew that one. Bussin', I didn't. I knew bet, sus, riz. I knew fire. I didn't know chuggy. But so we'll start with the ones I didn't know. We're just going to do the ones I didn't know, because if you don't know the other ones, look them up yourself. Bussin' is a slang term primarily used in American English that signifies something is exceptionally good, delicious, or high quality. Bussin'. Like, yeah, that shit, it busts. Or bursting. It's probably a cross between the two. Chuggy Means basically it's me, outdated, unfashionable, or trying too hard to be trendy. Well, that's not me. Chugi's motherfucker's cap. You know what I'm saying? Snatched is someone who is attractive, well-styled, or on point. Snatched, which is awfully close to the most recent one, which came and went fast, as you could say, bet, was Slinging Cunt was one that I was like, wow, okay, you can't say that. But it meant you were hot, put together, you look good. And then Gat, I mean, come on, that's not new slang. That's been around since Dave Chappelle. Gat. Since Richard Pryor, actually. Come on, now. Just picking up on this old stuff and bringing it back around. Youngin', what do they call unk? Nah, I'm an unk, old person. And I say, listen here, you little YN. I thought that meant youngin'. Which it kind of does. Youngin' word. Okay, well, let's get serious. Enough with this fun bullshit. We've got some stuff to look at. Okay, I actually left this as the top stories today just because I had a theory this morning when I was in the shower that the game goes like this. They're still the richest because of all the oil, still, even though we keep running out. Remember, we just ran out of diesel, or we're going to run out of diesel, but we didn't. It didn't run out because what happened? Oh, here's what happened. Some people figured out oil can run the world. Then they ran the world with it, made a ton of money, and they want to keep making a ton of money running the world. Checks out. That's what had happened was. And in order to keep us distracted and not pulling our own oil out and refining it and chipping into what they consider their rightful money. And this isn't money that just landed there once. It's money that stays, it continually comes in. If you had a revenue stream like oil, you would be able to do anything you wanted. You could build anything you want in this life. And they do. And usually it ends up at guns, because what's the ultimate thing? Let's see how many people we can explode. So here's what I think they do. I think they distract us with like a revolving door, a little dossier, and it's actually not very much. It's like five or six different things. I was like, okay, what do they got? They have sex scandal. Well, first, we're running out of oil. So A, number one, that was the first one that they did, right? Oh, we're running out of oil. As soon as they realized they could do that and then hike the price and we'll pay for it, they're like, all right, well, that one stays. Then we got, all right, now the price is that. We got to distract them from all this stuff. So we're going to run government. All right, and we're going to do sex scandal. Okay, that sounds good. We're going to do war. That sounds good. And that's a mutually beneficial because it means we get to use the stockpile of weapons. Because if we don't tell them they have a war, then they're not going to just pick up these weapons and go explode them at each other. That's something that happens when you're at war. And then economic crisis, you know, if we say the money is worth less, let something inflate illegally. You think they don't know when something is inflating illegally? And then what was the other one? Tragedy. So news, distraction, entertainment. Actually, I should say it's all kind of files under this entertainment packet. But sex scandal, we're out of oil, war. Political elections. That's the other one. We'll do big elections every 4 years. And we're going to have our party. So there will just be this huge race. So that's every 4 years. So really that one happens at a far easier pace. And then pandemic. We could do a global pandemic, some problem. Not necessarily a pandemic, but something that shuts down, that scares you. If you're scared, you'll put everything under the bed. All right. So that was what I said. And this lineup sort of reflects that French plan to recognize Palestinian state. I mean, that's fan in the flames. Israel says no. That's the short of that. BBC, Thai leader warns clashes with Cambodia could move towards war. I don't know enough about that, so I've got that open. Colombia deal is cultural change for universities. I don't know what that's all about. You're going to see real help. Venezuelan men allege physical and psychological damage or whatever warfare at the Salvadoran prison. Next up, Epstein's birthday book also includes Bill Clinton. So here we go. Keep the sex scandal on the front. 9-year-old dies at Hershey Park. So let's just read those. 9-year-old dies at Hershey Park on a boardwalk, and they won't say where or how he died. They just said, we're sorry. 2, Clinton's name is on the Epstein list. But, I mean, was anybody surprised? Are we surprised at all that his name is on this list? I'm going to go ahead and say no, we're not. Now, this was fun. French plan to recognize Palestinian state draws fire from Israel and the U.S. What did the U.S. have to say about it? France intends to recognize a Palestinian state in September at the United Nations General Assembly, Emmanuel Macron said on Thursday, in hopes of bringing peace to the region. By the way, many other countries already do. Macron, who unveiled the decision on X, published a letter to Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, confirming France's intention to press ahead with Palestinian recognition and work to convincing other partners to follow suit. Now, so the issue that I have, the issue that this presents, it doesn't matter what fucking issue I have with it, this presents an obvious issue. At this time, the Palestinians are starving to death. Okay, so take away your emotion and what you think about it, and let's just look at the facts. The timing of supporting them as a Palestinian state is either too little, too late, or fake. What I mean by fake, they know that Israel's just going to attack harder at this point because they've just been issued a challenge and a timeline to take care of whatever egregious stuff they're going to do, okay? I mean, think about it. September, it's not August yet. Today is the 25th of July. We have 5 more days in July, 30 days, 36 more days in July, then we have another 30 days. Or shit, I just did it and I can't remember. Anyway, a month and a week is essentially what you've got to further starve them and further attack them before they get recognized by France and others at the next UN summit, whatever the one I just mentioned that they're meeting at. So this is dangerous only for the Palestinians, because one thing that the Israelis have proven, are they Israelites or Israel? No, Israelites are the ones that claim to be from there. I don't even know. But it's dangerous because what you will be doing is fanning the flames of an already irate and, quite frankly, unreasonable regime. But let's see what the news sparked anger in Israel and Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the decision by one of Israel's closest allies and G7 member. Oh yeah, that's France, saying such a move rewards terror and risks creating another Iranian proxy. Huh? Rewards terror, okay, rewards the Hamas terror, ostensibly, and risks creating another Iranian proxy war. Did they just say, I'm going to attack Iran again if you don't cut that out? That's what that says. Let's be clear. The Palestinians do not seek a state alongside Israel. They seek a state instead of Israel. They want to be called Israel. The Palestinians do. Okay. IDF Israel Katz, IDF minister, said, Israel defense minister said, describe the move as a disgrace and a surrender to terrorism. Oh my God, surrender to terrorism. I don't think so. I think that, I mean, the French, if nothing else, think they have good food. So they're just trying to get some food over there. All right. BBC, Thailand warns clashes with Cambodia could move towards war. Now, Thailand's leader, active prime minister, they started attacking each other across some lines. For what? Is this all for conflict over border disputes? Okay. So, I mean, that's also a crazy distraction way off on the edge. All right. And then last but not least, the thing that I think is really going on while they're distracting us against all this other stuff, you know, it's oil, but it's also minerals, right? As soon as we, you know, really just taking stuff out of the earth and then selling it to people instead of, because they don't want to take it out of the earth themselves, obviously. And yeah, it's moving forward. 1 day ago, 24 hours ago, 2 days ago, 2 days ago, 21 hours ago, 1 day ago. UN news, deep sea must not turn into the Wild West of rare minerals exploitation, the agency said. Yeah, because they're doing it. So, I mean, that's it. Well, guys, okay, that's it for today. It's been a half fun one, which, you know, I kind of like that. So I hope you enjoy your weekend. It's Friday instead of Thursday. My name's Ray. This has been Adjust Your Shorts. Pull them back down to their normal levels. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick. And we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.